This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along on this Monday afternoon. Gorgeous day in Cincinnati. Coming up, a conversation with Joanne Chang, chef and founder of the Flower Bakery and Cafe in Boston and author of the new cookbook, Flower 2, Sweet and Savory Delights from that popular eating establishment. That's heading your way in about 20 minutes or so, but first, the three-day Midpoint Music Festival 2013 kicks off Thursday with an awesome lineup of musicians performing at various venues and over the Rhine. What bands are you hoping to see? What do you enjoy most about Midpoint? And if you have a band that'll be performing at Midpoint, give them a pitch. You can email us, talk@wvxu.org. You can post on Facebook, tweet us, or call 513-419-7100. Here in the studio with me is Midpoint Music Festival 2013 organizer and head honcho Dan McCabe. Hi there, Dan.
Hey, Mark.
Well, okay, not only are you the producer, you're a founder of the Midpoint Music Festival. Did you have any idea, any notion, any hope back that it would back then that it would still be going strong here 12 years later?
Well, I tell you what, I was not part of the original Midpoint 12 years ago. We at City Beat took it over 6 years ago. It was in a state that needed some help, frankly, and the original ownership group is ready to give somebody else a try at operating it. So we took it over 6 years ago and have been able to, I think, rebuild the brand so that it's attracting artists from all over the nation, and we're pretty excited about where it's headed.
Well, with City Beat and promoting the local music, that's right in the mission statement.
It was a great fit. It certainly was. It didn't take much arm twisting. We were given the opportunity 6 years ago to take it on.
Well, it's really grown quite considerably here in recent years and keeps expanding. And I'd like to consider it as part of the revitalization of Over the Rhine that's been going on, because this is something that has been attracting people to the neighborhood and all the great places in the neighborhood.
It sure is. You know, Midpoint is a commitment and investment in Over the Rhine. It's such a fantastic little nook of Cincinnati. It is Cincinnati's arts and cultural house. It makes perfect sense that a festival like Midpoint be deployed within those buildings and those businesses and those streets.
Well, with festivals like Coachella and of course South by Southwest and the like, what was there any trepidation in trying to have a similar type of music festival happen here in Cincinnati?
There was not. Cincinnati's a great music town. Mm-hmm. It is a good fit on many levels. The music created here in Cincinnati is of the pioneering sort. These folks are stretching genres, they're stretching boundaries. And the type of music that Midpoint presents is the same type of ethos. These are artists who are pioneering, and it's a lot of fun. It's an adventure. It's a spirit of discovery, and it makes perfect sense that it happened here in Cincinnati.
Well, as you took it over 6 years ago, how have things evolved? What were some of the changes you made 6 years ago to begin to grow it again?
Outreach and talent for talent. It all comes down to talent. And there are a lot of opportunities. I have been working within the music landscape for about 20 years here in Cincinnati. And again, it's just a great town to do that in. And taking the town, taking its history and doing more outreach to artist management, artist agencies, and making the connections for them and to show off Cincinnati, say, hey, we have something fun, something fertile. Come here, and we're reaching out to new artists, new artists whose first albums were coming out, maybe their second albums were coming out, and wanted to break into the market. And here in Cincinnati it's also a regional event. So within a six-hour radius, you have 60% of the U.S. population who could very well be willing to come out in Cincinnati and check out these new artists. So it's a great way for the management companies to really fish with a big net.
Talking to Dan McCabe, the producer of the Midpoint Music Festival 2013. It starts on Thursday, runs Friday and Saturday at, what did I see? Like 16 venues around
exactly.
Over the Rhine?
16 stages. Yeah, 185 bands. We keep couching it, saying it's 175. It's really more like 185.
Well, I think I originally heard 170, and then I heard 175.
Well, it gains a little momentum sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't count them all when I looked at the schedule to see. But how do you describe the Midpoint Music Festival to someone who might not be familiar with it?
Again, it's about the sense of discovery. It's about finding your new favorite band. We've got our favorite bands we're listening to right now. It's in our car stereo, you know, it's in our iPods. And here's your chance to find the next one, the one that's going to replace that one in heavy rotation, your personal heavy rotation. And that connection, when you discover that band, when you kind of stumble across them, or you're palling around some friends and they say, hey, come check this out. And you're there with that artist, discovering them. That connection you have with that artist, to be able to walk out of there with a CD and a handshake from the band, and it's just a really, it's a great feeling, and it has resonance. It carries for a long time.
I know that when we spoke before the 2012 festival last year, that you had way more bands than you could actually accommodate. Talk about the selection process when it comes. You know, you talk about wanting emerging artists, but you want to throw a little bit of, you know, bands that people may have heard of a little bit.
Sure, yeah. You know, we want to build a festival that the artists are excited to play at, you know, for a burgeoning, for an up-and-coming band to say, yeah, I'm playing at the festival where The Head and the Heart, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Shuggy Otis, Cody Chestnut, The Breeders are playing at, Kurt Vile. It has weight. It carries impact. When you're talking to an artist management type who, and you're telling them, come bring your new artist to town. No one's ever heard of them. Let's show them off here. And you can trot out a batch of headliners like that. It's an easy conversation to have. There are two paths to getting the talent. We have a submission process where anybody can submit their music, and it is closely scrutinized. And we get hundreds and hundreds of bands from all over the place. We've got a band from Seoul, South Korea.
I saw that.
Love X Stereo. God bless them. Who submitted. Went through the submission process and were able to get themselves over here. And then we also, you know, we're out there fishing with management companies and stuff and saying, come break your new artist here in Cincinnati.
You have a question about Midpoint, Midpoint Music Festival kicking off on Thursday with a 2013 version. You got a band that's going to be there, a band you're looking forward to seeing? Let us know. 513-419-7100 or talk at wvxu.org. And not only a lot of bands, Dan, but I was, as I went through the program, what a wide selection of types of music. I mean, chamber, folk, experimental, you know, is that part of it too? Not only a new band to like, but a new type of music?
Sure it is. You know, music's the final frontier. You know, you don't have to buy an expensive space suit, you know, to go out or a nice big, you know, submarine to go out and investigate this stuff. You walk right into it. And there are people stretching all kinds of boundaries. And that's a very important part of what Midpoint is. When you're inviting pioneering artists, they're going to be pushing the envelope.
So you've been involved with it for half its lifetime, the Midpoint Music Festival. What has changed in those 6 years? What have you seen change?
First of all, as OTR goes, so does Midpoint. And, over the Rhine, it's just such a vibrant community now. If you see if you're out in the streets during Midpoint Music Festival and over the Rhine, it is thrilling. Looking around this, Cincinnati's oldest neighborhood, beautiful architecture, teeming with people and excited people. Folks are having a great time. They're seeing friends they hadn't seen in a long time. They're talking about what they just saw, what they're about to see. Midpoint is an investment in that community. Merchants stay open late, open early. There are all kinds of satellite events coming up, cropping up in the streets. It is just a fantastic, and it's one of the aspects that make it uniquely a Cincinnati event. It's not something that you could pick up, deploy at some other city.
It's billed as being walkable and bikeable, and really it is, but the venues stretch from, it'd be like the Contemporary Arts Center be about the furthest south that it goes?
Yeah, we reached out to the Taft this year.
That's right, the Taft.
Yeah, we're excited to have the Taft Ballroom. You know, each year we see more and more bikes.
And we're not talking motorcycles.
No, bicycles. You know, Cincinnati's working hard at being a bikeable community. And they're doing a good job. The city helps us by setting up more bike racks. We're gonna have a bike rental program there on 12th Street, the Midpoint Midway, we call it. So for out-of-towners who maybe did not travel with their bike, we recommend come in, park your car, pull the bike out of the bag, and see as much as you can. And with that, you know, you can get a little farther away.
And you're still part of the environment being on your bike and not in a car. What's that? Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, the book that said if you're in a car, it's just like you're watching TV or whatever because you're just looking at a piece of glass as it goes. Well, the music in, you know, when you're looking for that spread, I know you're a music man for sure, but how do you look at, what did I see one here? Electronic Americana Pump. Oh, Neoclassical Experimental. How would you tell somebody what neoclassical experimental music might be?
So I can tell you, I am not the music writer, and I'm going to blame that probably on Brian Baker and Mike Breen of City Beat, who are music writers.
Of course.
You know, that's the last thing I'm looking at is how the band describes themselves, frankly. I press play, and I listen. And it's easy to tell if we think it's a marketable sound, if it's a sound that I think I can attract folks and get them out to, if it's a sound that's impactful, and if you're you know, stretching boundaries, stretching genres like that, do it and doing it well, it's going to be impactful.
And I wanted to ask, the point I was heading towards with the neoclassical electronic post-feminist punk or whatever.
I'm glad I didn't
saying,
have to define that.
No, was the diversity. Yeah. Because there really is. This is not just rock and roll. This is not just punk rock. It's not hard rock. Mm-mm. It's Americana. It's folk. It's a wide range, electronic.
Yeah.
And that is part of what I've seen grow in the Midpoint Music Festival.
And really, if you drill down into it, what it is an amplification of what's happening here in Cincinnati musically year round. We have an abundance of artists here in town every day making music and reaching the world stage. You know, they're out there playing other music festivals like Bonnaroo and Lollapalooza. Cincinnati artists can be found on Late Night with David Letterman. And for years, it has been a pioneering sound, a sound that blurs boundaries from roots Americana, mixing it in with indie rock. It's a very much a Cincinnati thing to push the envelope.
Well, there's a lot of bands I know that aren't playing until midnight or whatever, but I've noticed there's a lot of all ages stages and really an effort to make this a family event too.
Sure is. Yeah. Well, I hate to tip my hat, but I'm 48. So, you know, me and my buds got kids, you know, and more, Cincinnati's never been, you've got a roots Americana scene that maybe is a little older than the indie rock scene. Folks want to bring their kids and share, you know, here, check this out. And heck, that's the last thing my kid wants to see is something I like, but it is fun getting out there and exposing them to it. You know, the Midpoint Midway is free. It's a street closure on 12th between I think it's Vine and Walnut, right there by the Emery, below Zero. And it is a great environment. Artworks brings out a box truck art carnival that is just a blast, and a lot of great food. There's a poster art show there by Powerhouse. You know, and then Washington Park, what a great gift if you're building a music festival year in, year out, and over the Rhine to have, oh, here's Washington Park as well as a potential main stage. And we seized that last year. Here we are doing it again, our second year in all ages. Beautiful, beautiful space there at the Civic Lawn, they call it. And got some great talent to go see. Shuggy Otis, Youth Lagoon, The Head and the Heart. The kids love The Head and the Heart out of Seattle. And of course, the Breeders. And I bet you have a few folks our age bringing their kids to see the Breeders.
Talking to Dan McKay from the Midpoint Music Festival. Kicks off on Thursday, runs Friday and Saturday as well. Do you have a question or a comment about Midpoint? Give us a call at 419-7100. Amanda from Liberty Township on the phone. Good afternoon, Amanda.
Good afternoon.
And what do you have to ask or say about Midpoint?
I just wanted to thank Dan and Midpoint and City Beat for bringing the Breeders back to town. I have
here,
my ticket. Yeah, absolutely. I'm giddy to go see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And especially in Washington Park. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a fantastic park. It'll be a wonderful day, and I can't wait. So.
That's great to hear, Amanda. Thanks for calling in.
And Amanda, who else are you looking forward to seeing besides the breeders? Are you going to check out some other people and venues too?
Unfortunately, no. I really wanted to go see Shogi, and I believe that, but work just won't permit it. So we're going to be there all day Saturday, checking out Foxygen and Twin Peaks and the Tweens.
Yeah, here.
I think that's another Cincinnati band, right?
It sure is. Go Cincinnati.
Yeah, and they're great. Yeah, absolutely. And Twin Peaks, it's just fantastic to hear what an influence the Breeders and even, you know, the Pixies have had on their music style.
Yeah, so you can
I'm
hear that, can't
you? Looking forward to the whole day. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for your call, Amanda. Greatly appreciate it. Well, you mentioned Shuggy Otis there. That will be the headliner for the
opening
first night.
Share
who Shuggy is with some folks who might not know.
You know, it's I talk about the pioneering artist, and it's fun going out and cultivating these new artists who are really stretching things. Each year, I've tried to also bring in someone who's done it before. An old timer, so to speak. Booker T came and played a few years ago. Tom Tom Club, legendary pioneering artists, mm-hmm. and Shuggy embodies that. He sacrificed notoriety for his ethos and pioneering. It was in the early '70s. He was recording 1974 when monster label machines roamed the earth, and they wanted him to produce either R&B or are you a blues musician? What are you? And he refused to capitulate. He did his thing, and he got shelved.
But now
it is amazing music. It's been re-released to rave reviews. Rolling Stones give it incredible reviews. David Byrne from the Talking Heads has taken him under his wing. It is incredible music. And for those who were able to get access to it, Questlove, there's lots of folks who point to him as being influential. Just now he's starting to get his due.
Zachary from Lebanon is on the line. Good afternoon, Zachary.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Zachary.
I just wanted to briefly comment on, as a former resident of Over the Rhine, I really appreciate the dedication to the neighborhood that the festival put in.
Yes.
Yeah. It was really awesome. I remember when I couldn't get anybody to even come to my apartment in Over the Rhine, and now it's become an awesome place to go see festivals like Midpoint, and I just think that's a great change.
Well, thank you, Zachary, and yes, I think so. And there was, I know, in the early years for Midpoint there, Dan, a little fun with folks trying to come down to Over the Rhine. You know, that I know there were some fun, even 6 years ago.
Sure. Sure there were, you know, but good music transcends all that. You know, if you keep trotting out the jams, you know, folks will show up.
Carlton from, speaking of Over the Rhine, Carlton from Over the Rhine's on the line here on Cincinnati Edition. Hello there, Carlton.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, Carlton.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call and say, kind of piggybacking on what the previous caller just said, I grew up in Mount Auburn and moved over the Rhine about 5 years ago. And it is nice seeing, you know, just more people coming to the neighborhood for a variety of reasons. I got friends and bands in Austin who are asking me about the festival this weekend and, you know, who I'm going to go see. It's cool that we're kind of putting us back, I think, a little bit on the national spotlight as far as music.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
Looking forward to seeing regionally too, like Sidewalk Chalk from Chicago.
Oh yeah,
an awesome band. Happy to see them again.
Yeah,
and there's just a lot of great music stuff happening in Over the Rhine.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Sidewalk Chalk deployed on the Midway stage. So here they are. They're coming to town from Chicago. They've played Midpoint a few times in some smaller clubs, and here, you know, we're gonna stick them in a situation where they can fly our flag for us right there on the Midway stage, free, all ages. A very community-oriented piece of Midpoint Music Festival. I'm excited to have that band represent us there.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Carlton. Appreciate it. And thank you, Dan, because it is a real exciting weekend. A lot of great energy already. You know, we're coming off a great weekend last weekend, mm-hmm. and now Midpoint Music Festival coming on.
It's good to be Cincinnatian.
It is good. And thanks for being here today.
Sure thing, Mark. Thank you.
Dan McCabe, the producer of the Midpoint Music Festival, starting on Thursday. All the info online at WVXU.org, a link there. And coming up, Joanne Chang from the Flower Bakery. This is Cincinnati Edition.